Wow. Just an excellent team win today. And integrity went out to characterize it for our football team. I can't tell you how proud I am of each and every player, coach, you know, everybody on the sidelines, just the way we stayed the course. Obviously, everybody knows what the score was at halftime, and just their approach of the second half to come out and get back to a standard offensive philosophy and run the football, play action, and just stay the course. And we just talked on defense about getting stops and takeaways and special teams about, you know, winning the field position and you know, hopefully have a big play there. So our guys, you know, just stayed the course. We knew it was going to come down to the last sequence of plays, and it did. I can't say enough about the team, you know, Tremont Williams. And really the thing that jumps out to me is just the adversity. Halftime, the calls, the penalties and not penalties, the challenges and everything, that just kind of the ball didn't bounce our way, and our guys just stayed after it. So very proud once again of our football team.
What clicked in the second half? 3 points in the first half, five drives, five touchdowns in the second half. The offense seemed to be humming there.
Well, we started the first half. You know, we had two methods coming into the game. One was more of a, you know, two back downhill set play action. Did some good things with that on the first series, and then went to the no huddle. And we had some, obviously, the series where we had the sack, the loss, the negative run on first down, some penalties, and just, you know, we were long down in distances that we could not overcome. So, you know, really, really a rough second quarter. Defensively, they were moving the ball on us, you know, kicking field goals, but, you know, controlling the ball, generating first downs, you know, generating yards, time of possession, and so forth. So at halftime, we really went back to the beginning, went back to the first 15 calls of the game, and just really started over and just stayed committed that this was going to take all 30 minutes. We weren't going to panic. We weren't going to come out and go no huddle or 2 minute to start the second half. And because I felt like I got in a little bit of a track meet that we couldn't keep up with in the second quarter. I did not want to play that game coming in here, and really got back to playing the way we needed to. So our defense was outstanding as far as the stops and the takeaways in the second half, and our offense just kept on wood. So very impressive victory.
Mike, I know you wouldn't
play so well from behind, down 11 against Minnesota, down 15 against Atlanta, and then this.
I mean, hey, I can't say enough about Matt Flynn. Matt just stays the course. If you know Matt, his disposition, he's you know, tough guy, gym rat type professional athlete that just, you know, he's going to make plays. He's not going to take a bunch of chances. He can make plays with his feet. He managed the game very well, and I think it said a lot about him there in the second quarter, just the way things went for him to come out and just to you know, stay the course in the third and fourth quarter. So great game from Matt Flynn.
I know you would never think it was impossible, but what did you think the likelihood of being able to come back in this game was?
No, I'll be honest. I stood right in the middle of the team and at halftime. I said, hey, this is the biggest adversity situation we've been in our time here together. I said, Team 93, you know, our season's on the line. We're not going to panic. We're going to take it one play at a time, and this game's going to come down to the last sequence of plays. So you got to believe that. I addressed the offense what I felt they needed to do, the defense and special teams, and our players did it. I can't say how proud I am of our football team, especially our players, because they just stayed after it one play at a time. We had adversity in the second, you know, they're at halftime, but if you look at all the things, the way the ball bounced in the second half, and our guys just kept playing play after play, to pull out the victory.
As crazy as the season has been, two games left, what does this do for you?
Well, I mean, win brings confidence. You know, obviously we've won two games in a row being down at halftime, so we need to improve on that. I mean, that's, you know, something that we have to look at and obviously address in our corrections. So, but this comes down to Pittsburgh. You know, it's the fourth quarter of the season. We have to beat Pittsburgh. We can't really worry what's going on around us. We can't control it. You know, we're in it. This is the position we're in. So, we get to play at home in 7 days. And you know, I just want our guys to get healthy, and we got to pour everything into beating the Steelers.
Tremont's two picks, and just the emotions of the replays on both.
Yes, I mean, you know, you talk about a swing of emotion up and down, and then just the, you know, then you know the interceptions rolled, you know, against you, and And then you got the penalties, and you could talk about them all you want. You could write about them. Feel free to write about those. And just the way that series went, and you know the time coming off the clock, and our guys just kept fighting. So, you know, Sam Shields. I mean, what can I say? You know, about his play. I mean, you could pick a couple plays of the game, but it's, you know, that's how you win those kind of games. When you put yourself in a hole like that, you gotta fight, scratch, claw. You know, Dallas is an excellent football team. We knew Tony Romo and that offense extremely productive coming in here. So for us to get those turnovers there in the fourth quarter was huge.
Eddie Lacy goes over 1,000 yards today against the game winning score. How huge was he for you today?
Yeah, I mean, Eddie was a feature focus for us. I think it was evident just the way we started the game and the way we stayed after it in the second half. So, yeah, I mean, Eddie's having a heck of a year, and I thought he played very well today.
Coach, can you talk about just what Matt Flynn has meant to your team these last three games?
Matt has given us a steady hand that we needed. You know, we had a situation where, you know, unfortunately our quarterbacks, you know, first Seneca got hurt, and then, you know, Scott had his opportunity, and you know, we just, frankly, we weren't, the quarterback that was practicing during the week wasn't playing in the games. We had about a, you know, 4 week stretch here, so. Matt's been able to get the reps the last 2 weeks, and he's given us consistency where we're able to, you know, stay in a more of a balanced offense.
What was the emotion like in your locker room after the game?
I mean, just how you think it was. I mean, I was drained. You know, I just can't tell you. You know, I don't think people realize what professional athletes put into a contest, and just to see the emotion of guys, just, you know. What we overcame, I don't have the words. My vocabulary is stuck right now, so I need some water, frankly. But yeah, it was incredible.
Mike,
it took me everything not to cry, Mike. Your best for the
obligatory question: do you have anything on Aaron possibly being ready?
I really have no updates on Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we had a long conversation Friday. You know, obviously we announced that Friday, and. Nothing's really changed since then.
Are you hopeful?
You know, we're going to do what's in the best interest of Aaron Rodgers.
Andrew Corliss seems to be stepping up. Is that a chemistry thing with Matt, or is he just?
No, absolutely. I think that's a great question. I'm very proud of Andrew Corliss. You know, he's thanking me for the opportunity, the 2-point play there at the end of the game. That's the kind of young man he is, and he knows that he's had some opportunities early in the year that just he didn't take fully advantage of them. But he's been big the last 2 weeks, and we need him. You know, we need him. So I'm very proud of him, specifically coming off of that injury last year, significant knee injury in New York. And, you know, sometimes it takes you a full year or 2 years ago, but to recover from those types of things. And he's been big for us.
How big was it to come out of that half and have Eddie bust off that 60-yarder?
Huge, and it really just went back to the top calls of the first half, and that's, you know, that you needed those plays. We were minus 13 big play production in the first half. I mean, I don't think we've ever been more than minus 6 or 7. You know, and that was just maybe last week, and maybe minus 4. You know, that's usually our game. So I mean, we dug ourselves in a big hole. So for Eddie, for us to come out and increase it, the run blocking unit did a heck of a job for us to come out to increase that defense, and for Eddie to come out to gate it, you know, I think it gave you some insight to what was getting ready to happen.
Mike, are you aware, is your team aware that if the Lions lose tomorrow, you're in control of your own destiny?
I'm sure they are. I mean, I don't talk about it. I mean, I'm sure they are. But as we know, we have to beat Pittsburgh. We're trying to really stay focused on controlling the controllables. We try not to get too far out about it. That's the job you wonderful people do, and it's on TV all the time. We got too many TVs at our new cafeteria, so I'm sure they'll figure it out if they haven't already.